Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Ha, 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 oh yeah! Look out! Hey, kids! Do you want to go to this podcast today? Then get your parents to buy you tickets to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Look out, kids!
Hey, watch out, kids! We got flips and tricks. Are you even up for it?
You even up for Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with that one, Jessica McKenna?
That one's Zach Reno?
You even up for it with Brett Morris, that feeling when this particular chord
hits?
It's
pretty radical. I hope you don't barf on these flips.
Don't barf on these flips.
Didn't that feel like a Six Flags ad from like 1998?
It absolutely did.
Okay, so guess what? It's raining in LA and everyone's like, ah!
I don't know how to drive! And Scott isn't one of those people, but because of one of those people, there is an accident on the freeway.
So Scott, okay.
I hope everyone's okay.
Scott is running a little late because of rain! So we're starting with just Brett. Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, but also, well, guess what? An incredible guest.
An incredible guest. One of my favorite people. Every time I see him, it puts a big old smile on my face.
How can you not smile? Wait, I need a smile. I just looked at him.
He's a little talent monster. You know him from The Simpsons and UCB and every show I ever wrote at UCB, I put him in immediately because he's the best. Please welcome to the podcast, Tony Rodriguez.
Oh, hey, look out. I'm here. Oh my goodness.
Were you a theme park kid growing up?
I'm from Florida.
Okay.
So I'm
yes.
I grew up wanting to work in a theme park.
I was about to call Florida the Panhandle State. Is that right?
That's not its name. It's the Sunshine State, but it is a Panhandle.
Okay.
But we usually refer to the Panhandle of like Texas or the Panhandle of Oklahoma or. Florida does have a panhandle. That's usually the part
it's
of land
the
that
part
sticks
of the
out.
State that looks like a panhandle. Thank you for letting me stop your good story to talk about how me trying to figure out what's going on in my
You're
brain.
From California, right?
Not the panhandle state.
We
the gold rush state.
Okay.
The gold pan. Panning for gold state. Mm-hmm,
gold, mm-hmm. gold, gold. Here we go, state.
You grew up working at theme parks.
No. I grew up wanting to work at a theme park. I couldn't imagine what anyone else would want to do with their lives as an adult other than work at a theme park.
I get that.
And there was a period where my dream was to work at the murder. She wrote attraction at Universal Studios.
What is that?
The premise was that you were going to help. Oh my God, the episode is due in 2 days and we need to edit it. Get in here.
Wait.
The Murder She Wrote attraction takes place in the writer's
in
room
the
for an episode of Murder She
Wrote. Yes.
That is incredible.
It's amazing. Yeah. And like, it's like the thing where like the.
Not the town where the murders always happen, where Angela Lansbury has to help.
No.
The outside of the fiction
bay.
Of that.
Yes. The editing bay of Murder, She Wrote. And I loved it.
That is incredible.
The theater was the kind where like the, what's it called? Circle where it rotates. So then it's like room to room. So each room had a different actor, like the frazzled writer. And then like the frazzled sound effects person. Then the frazzled editor.
Like, Tony, this is incredible. And if we don't start the musical right now, my head's gonna explode.
Okay.
I just want to design an experience for guests at this park. Something unforgettable that they'll really love, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking, what if every person in it was frazzled?
Okay.
And you know, we can get really, really... Look, we're Universal Studios. Let's not try to be anything we're not. We're about making movies.
But here is the thing... Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say we're about making movies that frazzle people.
We're making about frazzling movies, but...
But then you were about to break into a song, and I want to hear what you're
saying.
Let me
try this on you. We've made so many attractions about the movies themselves, but what about the frazzled people that make the movies?
And now we've made a bunch of attractions about the movies themselves, but what about TV?
TV,
that's never been done before. An attraction about a TV shows.
And you're thinking, well, will they live in the TV show? And I'm thinking, no, they won't. Because this is about a ride where you make a TV show that you never, ever, ever get to see. Show that you never, ever, ever get to see.
So is the TV show about making a ride that's about a TV show?
No, the TV show's about a woman who solves murders.
Oh, okay.
The ride is a ride in the writer's room, and you're writing and you're never gonna see what you put on the page.
On the page.
Some PAs too, who are like, what am I supposed to? What am I supposed to do?
Did you order soup? Did you order sandwiches? What am I supposed to bring? I think for a theme park experience, that is the perfect thing.
Here's your coffee, here's your sandwich. I'm the diversity hire here. I'll show my way out.
This is a ride about
the ride of a TV show
that you never, ever, ever get to see.
It's a ride
about the people who make the TV show that you never, ever, ever get to see. And we'll do the hiring process and the writer's room and the edit bay.
That's out of here, this is Trek.
And it will end with a terrifying face-to-face with a network exec who sits in at the read-through and doesn't get a thing.
And they're just before the end. The network exec gets replaced with a different network exec.
You never, ever, ever get to see.
This is a ride
about making a TV show,
and it's what the people want and what they need.
So skip out on the coasters, skip out on the flumes, skip out on the show that shows animals to you.
You wanted to see King Kong, wanted to see Jaws. We've already done those, so we're not doing that, because this is the ride
about
making a TV show that you never, ever, ever get to see. This is the ride
about
making a TV show
that you never, ever, ever, ever.
It's what the people want. That we had, because Disney people that work on rides are called Imagineers.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think of myself as doing that, but Universal doesn't call us that.
Well, that's because we haven't imagined it yet.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to be an Imagineer, you got to imagine what your Imagineer is.
And then also quit and work for Disney?
Oh, that's not what I was suggesting, Brent, but if that's what
Victoria,
you want...
Victoria, what were you suggesting?
I was just suggesting that if we want to be something like Imagineers...
Like Imagineers.
Then okay. We need to imagine what our Imagineer is. So let's think of everything beautiful and specific to Universal Studios. Movies.
Okay.
King Kong's.
Central location to the city of Los Angeles.
I know. Minions.
Minions.
Imagine Minions.
That's me trying to bring up my inner minion.
Yeah, we
is
should
that be
trying to.
Is this it? Am I a minion?
Is this it? Am I a minion?
Do you two not watch every Universal?
No. Of course, we see the minions. They're those like they got the big fedoras, right? And they go, "Is this me? I'm a minion."
Yeah, fedoras and whips, and they're like, "I'm gonna get the lost ark.
The Nazis are coming. Oh, minions."
Combining Indiana Jones with Mario.
Oh, Derek, we might be combining Indiana Jones with Mario.
Oh.
But it's probably just because we finished that great Murder, She Wrote ride that we were just like still in detective mode.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we're fun detectives. Fun-tectives.
Fun-tectives. And Victoria, you with your Lucille Ball costume.
I mean, that's right. Get out of here. I mean, Lucille Ball loosely.
Lucille Ball.
I'm just a loose eel ball.
Loose ball eel. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
I think we're onto something with a loose eel ball.
More than fun detectives? Which one are we more on? Tell me and I'll go with it.
We're really embracing that writer's room experience.
Does it have to be one or the other?
Well,
we're the blue sky face.
Yeah,
right?
I'm already playing Lucille Ball because we can't use her exact name.
Right. It's like Disney bounding, but for here, you're loosely Lucille Ball, so we call it Lucille Ball.
So that already exists within the park.
You're right.
But what doesn't is a name for us, the ride designers, and me, a face character who comes and hangs out with you at lunch.
Yeah. Well, you designed the ride as much as anyone. It's just not technically
your job.
It's
not technically my job. I just love doing bonus work. I think there's a mystery, and we need to sort out the clues of finding all the ways that we can offer fun to the youths and their parents, and also packs of childless adults. That's what a theme park's for. But what if it could be more? What if it about a loose eel?
A bunch of loose eels wrapped up in a ball.
What if it was about a loose eel? Not just one of them, but all the loose eels.
Oh, we're talking about here is its own whole park, not a ride in a different park. This is more than just that spark. We need to build from the ground up. We need to do this for real. We design an entire theme park around the concept of a ball of eel.
Years later, hey kids, have you ever paid your parents to pay you to get? Hey, can I try it again?
Hey, look out! Watch out!
Yeah, hold
hey.
On. Let's run back.
Can okay. I try it again?
Yeah, sure. Okay, and rolling.
Hey kids, I don't know how many lawns you gotta mow, or if you gotta get those checks from grandma, but you better get your parents to buy you tickets to Loose Eels, the hottest theme park around.
Okay, great. We got that one.
Okay, you want me to try something more fun with it?
No, I'm just going to go back and forth between you and Kevin. Kevin, let's do one from you, just from the top. This is Lucille Ball Land Ride Ad Copy 2 and rolling.
Okay.
Hey, Los Eels! You got some explaining to do if you're not in this park this weekend!
Aw, Ricky!
That's right, Lucille! Bring your soda cans for 50 cents off a ticket!
Okay, cut. That was really good. I think we got that one in one.
So this park is I Love Lucy themed, but it's just a bunch of exhibits of loose eels.
Well, no, hold on. It is loose eel themed with some I Love Lucy sort of framing devices and sort of things going on. It is mainly, if you see it, it's eels floor. Did you two not read the promotional material?
No, I read it all. It just still did not make sense to
me. Yeah, it doesn't really click until you go there. For me personally, I was reading this before I did this job. I was like, I got to check this place out.
Right.
Because it doesn't, on paper, make any sense.
Well, and I've been reading articles about it for years.
People
and I know they're
it.
Really excited for the groundbreaking, like, we're so here it comes, but like I still, as I read it, it doesn't make sense.
Cuckoo bananas. Yeah, because it does say come to Loose Eel Ball Park, a whole park based on the concept of a bunch of loose eels in a ball. But it's like when you then see what they say, they've got tons of stuff, but it's not like Disneyland where some of it's segmented in different ways.
Right.
It's all loose eel ball theme.
But then there's also some I Love Lucy framing devices.
Correct, but it's like if you look at it, if anything, it's like eels that are made to look like Ricky and Lucy.
Sure, and Ethel and the other man.
And they have like,
it's like you can come to this cafe and you can have an eel pie covered in Vita Vita Vegemite.
Right, but it is an eel pie. Mm-hmm.
Come work at the Loose Eel Chocolate Factory.
Right. Where it's, but again, a chocolate, I think that's one of the rides, but it is again, like a tour, it's like a dark ride of a chocolate factory run by a bunch of eels.
Right, everyone who works there is an eel, and they're shoving chocolate in their mouth endlessly. Okay, I guess we can try it again.
Oh, we got that one, but let's go on to the next one.
Okay, great.
This one is targeting,
This one is.
Normally they don't tell. Like, normally these ads are like pretty broad.
Yeah.
This one seems very specifically designed to get someone named Jenny to come to the park.
I guess I'll just take a swing at it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just read it.
Okay. Hey, listen, everyone. I know that you're excited to come to Lucille Ball Land, the best theme park around. And I know that it's going to be full of all types of people on opening day. But specifically, if my ex-girlfriend Jenny, who I went through engineering school, could show up, it would really mean a lot to me. Jenny, you don't respond to my phone calls, but I'm sending you two tickets to your parents' house. It's the only way I could get through to you. Lots of love, Brent.
Yeah, I got it in one. I think I understood it more after I heard it. Nice. It does feel weird because this is, of all of the ads, this one is the one that's going in widest release.
Mom, Dad, you got these tickets for me?
Well, we didn't... Your mother got. I mean, your mother found them. We didn't buy them for you. They showed up at the house.
Because I was going to say, if you want to go to Loose Eel Ball Land, I would love to go. But these are only two tickets.
We don't, and honestly, we've never heard of it before.
Oh, you haven't been reading the articles for the last 5 years about park that's loosely framed on Loose Eel Ball, but is about the concept of a bunch of loose eels together.
That sounds like a lot of legalese to me.
Oh, there's been a great podcast about the making of. You can listen to some of it.
Your mother's right. It sounds like a lot of legalese.
Yeah.
Do we have that on the television? The podcast?
No, Mom. I've told you it's on an app on your phone.
But can we put it on the... Because I have the Apple TV, which has got a bunch of apps on it.
I think you actually probably could.
Can I put the podcast app on the TV?
I think you could.
Because I'd love to watch this podcast.
Or you could vomp it from your phone.
Vomp it?
Yeah. You know, take it to your phone and AirPlay it. You could vomp it.
Oh.
That's the word I made up about the experience of taking something from your phone and putting
it
on the
screen. I knew it. Our daughter's a writer. You just made up a new word.
Mom, you know I'm really happy as a mechanical engineer. Stop encouraging me to go back to my novella.
It's just that the first couple pages really caught me, Jenny. They were really good.
Thanks.
And I know you're happy as a mechanical engineer, but don't you ever wonder what your life would be like if you went back to your novella? I mean... We're so proud of you.
Proud of you.
We're up in the sky about all the things you do.
Things you do.
We love that you're an engineer and you're friends with great fellas. But what if you finished your novella?
Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote. And I'm talking about my daughter.
That's right. It's Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote. And we're talking about our daughter.
I read the first three words of what my daughter wrote. And I said I don't need to buy that boat. Cause I'm gonna stay right here and finish my daughter's page.
Oh yes, I should say, your mother's been filling in the gaps of the novella which you begun. I wouldn't do that, but your mother took it. She just took it for a run. And then we noticed, ooh, Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote was such an incredible idea. It's gotta finish, cause it's, as the kids say, the goat. Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote.
And I'm talking about my daughter.
I'm talking about my daughter. Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote.
And I'm talking about my daughter.
My beautiful, talented daughter.
I took your idea, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
It's okay, Mom.
Writer, and I sold it to a theme park that's competing with Loose Eels thing.
Oh my God, Mom, I can't believe you do that. This whole story's about those days and I can't go back. Those days when I was in engineering school with Brent and we both thought about our lives and the different paths she wrote, she wrote.
Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote. I'm talking about my daughter.
Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote.
Well, we sold it on spec because, as we said, it's not finished yet. Your mother just connected some of the dots that we thought an theme park exec would want. We sold Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote to a new theme park in Riverside, California. They're opening a whole thing based on this IP that is not finished yet.
Wow.
That's how much they love your idea.
Sounds like they also loved your idea, Mom. Sorry if this is wrong, but isn't this more about Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote? And I'm talking about my mama.
My daughter's talking to me.
Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote. And I'm talking about
my daughter.
Murder, She Wrote is what I wrote, and then the She Wrote is what you wrote, and so we got Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote.
We got pronoun trouble. Well,
that's amazing that you did that. I'm also deeply confused by it.
I'll explain what's going on. What are you confused about?
So
it's pretty simple.
My half-finished novella that you two have always loved more than my engineering career.
Mm-hmm. Well, loved different than your engineering.
Mom filled in the gaps of the story, and that I sort of purposely left open because a novella, you know, is sparse. And you filled in some gaps, and then you sold it to an up-and-coming brand new theme park in Riverside, California, based on the IP of Murder, She Wrote, She Wrote, which was a novella based on my experience of creating the Murder, She Wrote TV ride in Universal Studios when I was on my internship in engineering school with my ex-boyfriend, Brent, who's now gone on to found the Lucille Ball Land.
And you want to be a mechanical engineer?
Yes, Mom!
After summing up that entire
Mom.
Song.
Sounds like you understand
yes.
it perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, the only part that
you
left, sure.
Yeah, the only part that you left out is that the theme park world is sort of in disarray since Brent and the people that work with him left Universal.
Fundectives.
Yeah, the Fundectives.
Now that's an idea.
Yeah, they were called the Fun Detectives and then they turned to Fundectives. But anyway, no one knows what to do. They're the most talented people of the generation, and so every theme park is like falling. It is a gold rush of selling theme park ideas right now.
Dad's right. Will you hand me these tickets? Will you just pass them to me?
Yeah, they showed up with a big letter.
And you sit on such, we sit at such a long table.
Well,
so
we
I
have
just,
to. I just. How else are we going to play shuffleboard on top of the table?
I know, Dad. I know you miss your days as a cruise director.
I do. I miss the open sea. It's my second, my third.
Dear Jenny, in case you didn't hear any of the radio ads, please come to the theme park.
That I made, sort of in your honor, but sort of just because I miss
cool
you badly.
Oh, cool, that thing's happening where Brent's in my head.
Love to see it.
Cool, that thing's happening.
When you read this, think about it as if I'm in your head.
God.
Really hear it in my voice.
I can always just picture him, but...
Because...
Hey, it's me, God! You're doing great! I love you! Keep going, do your thing!
Thanks,
Make
God.
Sure you leave room for God in your head, too.
Always do
because a squealy, squealy God.
Like if God was a little pig.
That's how I picture God, and you know that, Brent.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I would love to see you, and so I sent you two tickets to this park in case you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something.
Wow, that was really considerate of him.
And just so and you have a third voice in your head, here's a fun chicken.
He was always so good about. He was
always
so good about making me expand my imagination, you know. Oh, wow. I guess I have to go. I have to go to this park.
And not work on the theme park that your mother sold based on your novella?
I really think that that is really going to be your great project. I'm happy for you. You took the spark of my idea and you ran with it. I think that's beautiful.
Okay,
so like that
Cheryl,
can kind of be your thing.
Cheryl, that'd be your thing.
Yeah, if you could just sign here.
Wait. Is the pasta boiling over? Dad, get the pasta.
Oh, no. The fart fall. I got it. I turned it off.
Phew.
I was worried about the farfalle.
I understand. Me too. That's why I said, Dad, turn the water down.
Sweetheart,
so many times.
When you were counting your loves earlier, mm-hmm. you said being a cruise ship director was your third great love,
correct.
Right? And the other two are present? Here,
yes.
in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
But my fourth great love is perfectly al dente farfalle. You know, when it has just enough bite and just enough chew, and it's not so much that it's ruining the little bow tie pasta shape, but it's like a black tie event in a bowl with delicious sauce. And if the water boils too much, the whole event is lost. My favorite kind of pasta.
Will they go to Lucille Ball Land on opening day? What will happen with this other park in Riverside?
Will Brent and Jenny reconnect?
Find out when we return to the second half of the podcast about a ride, about a TV show, about you. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Wait, here we come.
Not bye, actually. We'll be right back.
Hang on one
Wait,
second.
Here we come.
Wait, here we come.
Wait.
Hello. Bye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. When we last left, Lucille Ball Land was about to open, and another park is in development based on a novella by a mechanical engineer named Jenny. What will happen on opening day at the park? Let's find out. Welcome back to the podcast about the creation of Lucille Ball Land. I'm Margot Beauregard. This is the 12th and final episode in the 12-part series, and we have...
God, I've heard of this podcast. Sorry.
I was hoping... We have in studio the two fun detectives behind.
Sorry, they're rolling on us.
Yeah,
too.
They're rolling.
Yeah, sorry, we're already recording.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Do you need any waters or anything?
No, I wasn't sure if this was going to be like one of those interviews where we just listen to the whole thing or if we talk about two. But
yeah,
we
no.
talk to. Yeah, no, I'm good. Derek, do you need a water? Or
I'm good. I'm good. Well, I like to keep the little
you
rasp
sound
in my
like
voice.
You need a water.
I'm good.
Brett, back to one. We'll try it again. Welcome back. This is the 12th and final episode of my podcast. I love Loose Eels, the podcast about the creation of Loose Eel Ball Land.
Such a good name.
It's fantastic.
And I'm here with, so you know that you're being recorded now still.
Yeah, but you can cut this out, right?
Well, it's hard if it's directly under me.
Okay, yeah.
So we should be talking as you talk.
I'm your host from Brooklyn Public Radio, Margot Beauregard, and I'm here with two of the fun detectives and designers of the park, Brent and Derek.
I'm Brent.
Very good. And
Derek,
congratulations. Tomorrow is opening day, and we've had so many great...
Is this live?
No, it's just, it's like helpful for me to set the tone for the listeners.
Oh, got it.
But when they hear it, will tomorrow be opening day?
You know, they could hear it at any point because a podcast can just be posted and then live.
It feels confusing.
You know, like when Markle, like whatever his name is, Barbaro on the Daily.
Yeah,
like,
Markle Barbaro.
That's it. Michael Barbaro. When he has a guest on, they're always talking in present tense,
right.
But these things already happen, and they're right. Talking about present tense, and it's happening.
Well, for our purposes, let's just talk about how you're feeling today, the night before the opening of your park. That's real.
That's real. That's now.
Because that's how I'd like to present this story.
Okay, got it.
I want to talk to you on the eve of what will be hopefully a great triumph after
you are.
5 years of work.
This
yes, that's
eve.
When we are
yeah,
talking.
No, we're talking today.
Yes, no, we are. And that's because this is when I wanted to talk to you.
Mm,
and you did.
I've interviewed...
You are, she is. Presently.
I've interviewed some people from the Lucy and Desi's estate
uh-huh.
of their feelings. I've talked to a marine biologist about how many eels are at the park. I've talked to people who dealt with the zoning permits, but now I want to talk to you, the fun deck.
Did you talk to the person that made the biggest ball of twine?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, he was a big inspiration for
okay.
us.
Yeah, that
well,
was the only
great.
Thing we referenced.
That's great for us to know.
All those other things sounds very useful.
Those sound great. We should have talked to those people.
We really should have.
Well, you can listen to the first 11 parts of the
I
podcast.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right now?
Is it out now?
I love Loose Eels. Yes, that's all the 11 episodes are already out. This is me talking to you for the final episode.
Okay.
Which we should have prepared for by listening to your other episodes.
No, you don't have to because you're my, that's okay. You're my guest okay. on my podcast. I love Loose Eel.
No.
Who's on first?
Third base.
Okay.
And this is about how you feel. Just tell me how you're feeling the night before it opens.
To be totally honest, Margo,
I'd love for you to be.
Okay, I will be then.
Good.
Should I tell one lie?
No.
Okay, no.
Ooh, that's a fun game. Two truths and a lie.
It is a fun game. Okay. Sure, let's cut the tension with a quick game of two truths and a lie. I'll go first.
Okay.
I host a podcast.
Okay.
Lie. I mean, that's truth.
That one's true. And Derek, typically you listen to all three before you chime in when we play this game. I host a podcast. No, we don't repeat
each
other's.
Well, you said all three of them have to happen.
I host a podcast. That's a lie.
Okay, that was two lies and a truth.
All right. So how do you feel, Brett?
I feel, honestly, I feel like, I feel a little slimy, a little slippery, a little bit like I want to flip around, and yet, like, it's all coming together really well.
As he spoke to me, I realized that he felt exactly like the concept of a ball of loose eels. He felt slippery. He felt slimy. He felt wiggly. He felt like he wanted to be balled up, but also didn't know his place in the ball.
I wish I had a way to sort of explain it better, but I guess that's as far as I could say.
Yeah, I'll do
it. Are you going to put post on any of this?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to do narration, but sometimes for me, it's helpful for me to do it in the moment. So that's what I just did right there is when you might have heard me go into narration.
Oh, I didn't because I was talking so much that I just wasn't listening.
It's hard for him to listen when there's so many thoughts firing through his head, just like the charges of an electric eel.
Well, I was going to say is if you are going to put in those things, if you could say them now in the moment so that I know what I should be
and I was saying them in the moment. He just couldn't hear me or wouldn't hear me. It's hard to say, but it seemed like maybe this park was all too much.
When you narrate,
yeah,
where's that music coming from?
Oh, Brett.
Brett.
Oh,
don't mind me. Yeah, don't.
Oh, this is a very cozy studio.
It's really nice.
I didn't realize there was an entire band here.
When we designed Lucille Ball Park, we did most of it in a Chili's to go.
And pause. Oh, I'm so sorry. How much for parking? I'm so sorry. I was listening to the podcast that dropped yesterday about the formation of this park. My name's Jenny. I have tickets. I don't know why I'm telling you my name.
It's $35.
Okay. Oh, you know what? One of these tickets includes parking. Sorry. I always feel like it's rude to keep the podcast playing when you talk to the parking attendant.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know what? No one ever really takes the time to treat me as a human being.
Have you heard the podcast? Because it's about the formation of this park.
No.
Oh, do you want to hear 1 second of it just for context?
Oh, there's a long line behind you, but
and
yes.
Play.
What I sort of feel like is that in a way, this whole podcast is a love.
So where's that music coming
from? It's from my car. Oh, the music? It's from the in-house band.
Can you play that again and I'll Shazam it?
Yeah,
and
sure.
And see what pulls up.
I think it's original music for the podcast, but sure.
So it won't show up?
It might not show up. I don't know.
Like an acoustic version of something.
Or it's like licensed music. It's from a library. I'm not sure, but here, let's try and play.
Letter to Jenny. I guess the whole thing kind of has been that.
Do you need
still
about
searching.
Like 10 seconds?
It's still searching.
I'm sorry, could you stop the music? It's really confusing me.
Oh, it's almost...
Pause. Did you get anything?
I just lost battery.
Shoot. Well, this includes parking, and good luck on opening day. I'm so sorry. It is such a long line.
Thank you. You're Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
You told me that. Have a great day.
Okay, I need to park on the eel level. Well, they're all eels. That's not very helpful.
You need help parking?
Yeah. Should I go just over here? Should I go to eel L1 or eel L2?
Oh, no. You're in EE1.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Hi.
Are you a parking attendant here?
I am a parking attendant here.
Excuse me, I am a Disney aficionado, but I like to go to other theme parks to like know the worst,
I've seen you on Instagram. You have that huge following.
Yeah, say my handle again.
You're Disney Daniel.
That's right. I love to let everyone to know about it.
Oh my gosh, Disney Daniel.
Uh-huh,
The
most
Disney
famous and well-beloved Disney adult. His Disney bounding is amazing.
You love Disneyland and famously hate other parks.
That's true.
Oh my gosh, are you going to do a scathing review of Loose Eel Ball Land?
Are you really going to rake it over the coals even though it's just its opening day?
I'm going to rake it over coals like an eel on a hot coal. These are the things I'm known for. My Instagram are these ways with words.
You've really done some crazy takedowns of other theme parks.
Oh my gosh. I still quote your review of Legoland to my friends. Hey, hit the bricks, you bunch of bricks. You're a bunch of dicks. Legoland.
Hey, SeaWorld, make me wanna go underwater and never come up for air cause you're a snore.
Hey, Evermore, more like Nevermore. Never have I ever been more bored than at Evermore.
That was real. Yeah, I loved that one.
That was good.
But what's your take on the eels? What's your take on the eels? We want to know how you feel, cause then it might inform how we feel once we know.
What's your take on the eels? What's your take on the eels? We want to know how you feel, we want to know if it's real. So what's your take on the eels?
If I'm gonna be honest, yes,
please.
He's famously honest.
All I've seen is a parking lot.
Oh, right. Yeah, you haven't been inside yet. That is so true. So to begin your review, I guess my question, and this will say a lot, what is your take on the parking lot?
The eels don't make me squeal like the tires in a parking lot. They don't make me squeal. Wait, do tires squeal in a parking lot?
Yeah, definitely.
If someone's driving too fast, or if someone takes a corner too hard,
or maybe if it's a little wet,
or if someone slams on the brakes suddenly, that squeal is a sound you would get.
Oh, but I'm gonna follow your page all day to hear all the things that you're gonna say once you're inside the park, been on a ride or two. I'm gonna listen to you.
What's your take on the eels?
We want to take on the eels. We want to know how you feel.
We want to know how you feel.
Will it make him squeal?
Will it make him squeal?
What's his take on the eels?
Disney, Daniel.
Don't follow Disney, Daniel. Follow Disney, Daniel.
Don't follow Disney, Daniel.
Yeah, what I was going to say earlier was that Disney attendants just tell you where to park, and this feels like chaos.
No, it's, as it was explained to me, the parking lot is conceptually supposed to feel like a ball of eels.
It's all the concept of being a ball of eel.
So, like, there isn't a parking, you'll notice how, like, most parking lots are arrayed in sort of, like, straight lines. This is a bunch of cars facing each other, and some of them are flipped upside down, and they're all sort of flopping around.
Well, all of this is going into my review!
I'll have one eel pie, please.
Okay, you want that with eel sauce?
What's eel sauce? Is it like at a sushi restaurant?
It is, but we do
it. Is it like a sushi restaurant?
What was that?
Sorry, I don't know.
I liked it a lot.
Thanks.
You have a really imaginative brain. Did you ever think about being like a writer?
It's yeah. Me, God. Yeah, there you go. Good work.
Hi, God.
Hey, tell me yes.
Yeah, I have thought about being a writer.
Go for it,
chicken. Sorry, I do have a really rich inner life. I have like a really sort of healthy relationship to my own concept of God, which in my opinion is sort of just an open-minded little pig who sometimes hangs out with a fun chicken.
I mean, honestly, sign me up.
Yeah, it's like, might as well believe in that, right?
Yeah, the eel sauce is eel sauce like from a sushi restaurant, but we decorate it like a Lucille
eel
Ball's
sauce
wig.
A sushi restaurant. What's that?
But we decorate it like it looks Lucille Ball's hair.
Oh, so curly?
Yeah, a red. It's red and curly.
Oh, great. Famously red.
Yeah.
So funny, though, because the show's in black and white.
Yeah, but and yet we still know, you know?
Right, because I feel like they always made a big deal
can
about
you,
it.
Hold on. Boop, boop. Can you sing that one more time? This is so good. I'm going to send this to the manager because I think they'll want to use this or something.
Oh, I thought you were Shazamming that. I can tell you it's Music for a Sushi Restaurant by Harry Styles.
Who?
My car!
Oh, no, I've said too much. Yeah, I'll take one eel pie.
Okay. And do you want eel sauce?
Yes, please.
Okay. Do you think she's going to show up?
I don't know, man. I'm starting to lose hope.
Me too. But I guess either way, it seems to be going pretty smoothly. All the character actors are out looking like Ellie the eel, Ermin the eel.
Hi, the eel. Hi, guys. Sorry to barge in. It's going great. It's going great out there. I just had just wanted to say hey, and you know, so excited to be here with you. You know, since the beginning.
Yeah, Victoria.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, you left your we couldn't start Lucille Ball Park without someone that knew how to embody Lucille Ball.
Wow, Ricky.
Are you That's excited for the big show that is like Fantasmic but isn't Fantasmic because it's a bunch of eels?
Yeah. Eel-tasmic?
Eel-tasmic.
Yeah,
you've really been crushing it in rehearsals.
I wanted to give you both like my congrats, but
well,
also
and to you.
Oh, thank you. I know.
But and to you.
Thank you. This
and
is
to
also
you.
To
and
you.
To you.
And also to you.
And also to you.
And also with you.
Hold on. Let me
Eels
go on the
be
PA.
With you.
Everyone listening to this. No, I didn't need to say that. Hello, everyone in the park. You are listening.
Are we supposed to listen to that?
Yeah, I just want to say.
What's happening?
Congratulations.
I am listening. Is that okay?
No, that's correct. Yeah. That's good.
I just
wanted to say congratulations to
all
of you.
Wait, I can't hear this because I'm listening to a podcast. And that was when I knew the park was in for an opening day. Pause. Okay, now I'm listening to it.
Yeah, I just want to say great job and congratulations all of you for making this everything it could be. Okay, bye. Click. I got to use that less. I've been really using it to voice my thoughts to like the whole park.
Yeah.
Because it's the first day and I'm nervous. I don't think I'm actually going to do it at all anymore.
Well,
I don't
we'll
think
see.
It's a good thing for a park to have.
This park is sort of like an art piece, so I feel like we're still finding how it feels.
Yeah, you're right.
But I wanted to say, Brent, I hear that Jenny's here.
From like the sound of her feet?
No, the parking attendant who I'm best friends with texted me. I'm pretty sure the Jenny is here.
Whoa. So it did work. Her parents gave her the tickets.
Or your radio ads, or the blimp you sent over her house, or the skywriting.
Yeah, I only know, technically it was her parents' house. I don't know where she lives, so I'm sending everything there. And it turns out her mom is starting a brand new theme park that is kind of
Murder,
a direct...
Murder, She Wrote, yeah.
As a direct competitor to this one in Riverside, California.
But I hear it's taking a turn to only be Angela Lansbury theme.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Which is going to be great.
I think the world is wide. There's room for everyone here.
Pardon the pun, but I feel like that theme park has a lot more legs. Is that a pun? Because eels don't have legs.
There's famously not a lot of legs.
Unless
in this park.
You think of it this way, they are one leg.
Hold on.
This has more legs than any Victoria.
Wow.
That's genius. We need to start blue skying a new ride about what it feels like to only be a leg.
Sure. We'll put it on the board.
Yeah. The important thing with theme parks is that you don't just like open them and they're done, right? They have to continuously be evolving, much like a big ball of eels.
I mean, Disney himself wanted the park to constantly change and grow.
Yeah, he wanted people to live
the
in
Tui.
It.
Tui.
That's a
reaction.
Name.
I curse.
I know.
Well, his name.
Yeah.
But
no,
you can't argue with success.
No, the park, great. His personal life, extremely complicated.
Disney Daniel, and I heard... the name of Disney. So
this is technically not a sort of like fan space, but yeah, come on in, Disney Daniel. I'm glad you got our complimentary tickets. We hope you're enjoying the park so far.
Thanks, and I don't want you to think that just because you gave me a complimentary ticket that I'm going to give this a complimentary review, but I am.
No.
Well, you are.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I actually don't. I mean, that's very nice of you, but like, we've worked really hard on this park. I think it stands for itself, and I really do hope you enjoy it. Like,
it
honestly.
It stands on what? Legs?
Just one leg.
One leg.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. That's the most genius thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, we're thinking about actually doing a whole ride sort of around that concept, but have you gone on Eelorella?
Illarella.
It's like Cinderella's castle, but instead of a castle, it's a big ball. And instead of a castle, it's a bunch of eels. And it's a bunch of eels and a big ball of eels. Mm.
And then like the end where you're supposed to put on the glass slipper, but they don't have feet because they are legs.
Right.
So you get in it because you all of you gets in a shoe like a leg does. A whole leg goes in a shoe. And that's that artistic
experience. As we decided, we really wanted this park to feel like, ouch. I'm thinking so hard. That was what we wanted, people. That's what the shirt says. Ouch.
I'm thinking so hard. Because you walk around the park and it's not immediately apparent as to what a lot of the rides are. Like, we have the Lazy River, right? And you, like, if a Lazy River in an eel-themed park in Disneyland, you would think,
oh, this is where eels live.
There's going to be a bunch of eels in there. You will note there's not a single eel in that Lazy River. What there is a bunch of hot dogs floating around in a big circle.
But it's because you're supposed to be within the eel's blood system, and those are the blood vessels of the eel.
Yeah. What you're feeling right now, that's ouch. Your brain has turned too much.
And you might be puking up eel pie. All of this is part of the experience.
And that's for the adults. Obviously, we have some more literal stuff for kids if you want to, like, feel what it's like to be a big eel in a ball of eels.
Or touch an eel. Or
eat an eel.
Eat an eel or say hi to an eel. All of that you can do in the Eelporium, the kids section.
I don't know why I'm explaining it. It's, like, pretty obvious if you walk around this well-thought-out park.
It doesn't take any explanation that it's the concept of being a ball of eels loosely framed by Olive Loosely. And I think it's the most beautiful place I've ever been. It feels like being in your brain. Ouch, I'm thinking so hard, but I'm also growing and I'm also learning and I'm also seeing brand new things. And I forgot what that felt like because I've just been a stupid mechanical engineer instead of a novellaist.
Jenny.
Brent, I'm sorry I walked out on you. I just got too scared by your revolutionary ideas. I thought they were too big, too bold.
It's okay. The early designs for the Ferris wheel were very dangerous. You were right. That's why we didn't build that one.
See, that's right. And I knew I should have respected that you were just in a brainstorm. And that sooner or later, that storm would find its way.
It's so tricky when you're between the brainstorm and the bluest skies. Somewhere is the perfect weather / idea in your mind.
You can stop the rain and you can stop the thunder. If it's too soon, then that's your brain's blood.
What I think is coming through, that a ball of loose eels is how I feel about you. My love is flipping around, but it can't be contained by an eel on the ground. Gather it up, not just some, but all. Cram it up into a big floppy slimy ball.
And that is true.
Now that this park has lived up to its dream, I hope that it continues. I hope it gains steam. But the message has been received. The deed is done. So it's time to make a new park. It's time to move on. Will you come with me, Derek, Jenny, Victoria, Disney, Daniel, you know I brainstorm that is also a blue sky to get the next big idea and let it fly.
Our love could be the next park.
Yes, a park about just us.
And they wouldn't see it because that park never opened. But other parks did open, and they grew and grew till there was a park in every city across America. A park based on a storm, based off an idea, based on...
Do we talk for this part?
Sorry,
do
what?
We talk for this part?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, great. Okay.
You can.
Because you said, I mean, I was just thinking back when you said about the fact that like Brainstorm Park didn't work, which is true.
That one didn't, but others have.
There are so many parks now.
You've opened so many parks.
Yeah, and a lot of them are doing really well.
Some of them are just traditional parks. They're just trees with ponds and places to feed ducks.
Parks are good.
Yeah.
Oh, if you just put the name, the park after it. Like
you have such a nice voice.
Thank you.
Do you do a lot of these?
Yes.
Like what are some of the other things you've covered?
It was at that moment that I realized the spark was growing between my colleague and my host on this podcast that I was guesting on.
Wait a minute. Derek, are you a podcast host now?
Oh, I have a microphone in my face.
Sorry, pause. Yeah. I'm trying to park at this regular garden, and I'm so sorry. I know it's kind of rude to have a podcast on while you're talking to a parking attendant.
You know what? No one's ever talked to me like a human being.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I know it's really hard sometimes because
people just come and go. They wave their bills at me.
It's a really isolating job. But actually, the outro to this podcast is a really good song. Do you want to hear it? Just because there's no line, because this is just a garden.
Yeah, there's no one behind you. I got all day.
Okay, do you want to hear this really amazing theme song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and play. Sorry, and play.
The podcast is over now. We got Tony Rodriguez. I guess who is the best? And he'll tell you how. You can find him other places, yes?
Sure, at the Tony Rodriguez on all the things.
Ooh, he's gonna be in a movie. It's coming out later. He was number 3 on the call sheet.
And for some reason, Variety didn't include him in the article, which is real. Maximum truth coming soon to a theater near you.
I'm the only known celebrity in that movie that's coming
for now. Ooh, you gotta watch it and you gotta catch him everywhere now and how and also. Ooh, he made his way through the rain. Oh, and he made it through a parking lot. Give it up, it's Scott.
We got Brad Morris, he's been here all along. This is the first time we've ended the podcast in this way, but this is a fun outro co-host just to realize the energy at the end had fallen down, needed to pick back up because the story was definitely done.
Oh, I